Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mr. McInerney.
One day, while we were getting out our rough books, there was a bit of chattering, and Miss went all red and said, "Stop, stop, 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 stop!" And we were very quiet. And Miss went more red and said, "There is something the matter with the children in class two, Purple. Do you know what you are? Do you know what you are?" And we were very, very frightened. And we did not know what we were.
And I'd like to introduce John Higley to you. I've told you a little bit about him. One thing John and I have in common still after all these years is our love of Luton Town. And later this morning, we're going to see some nice hats in Luton colours.
The famous hats of Luton, the famous hats. Once the height of fashion was a hat from Luton Town.
As it's a special day, I've worn a special tie today. Don't often wear this one to school, but it's my Luton tie, and it's got lots of hats on it with orange and blue ribbons around them. But I'll hand you over to John, and I think we're in for a very interesting half hour or so. Thanks, John.
Okay, this first poem is called Pat and the Wizard, and there's some little words missing, and I'd like you to fill in the missing words if you can. Everything seemed flat to Pat, so she sat on her bike and cycled round to see her uncle, Matt, the wizard, even though her tyres were
flat,
and there was a blizzard. "So what's the matter, Pat?" said Matt, and Pat explained, and Matt said, "Pat, let me look inside my
hat.
There's nothing there," he looked and said, then put his hat back on his
head
and went all red and rolled about and spat a pair of glasses.
"Hat.
Now look through these," the wizard said, and Pat, she put them on her head and said, "The world's not flat. Christopher Columb. Bat. Just wait until I tell my cat." She didn't know her cat was dead, splatted flat by Uncle Fred. "It's lucky Uncle Matt was skilled at mending cats, his brother
killed.
And that's exactly what he did, and all he charged was 50 pence. It was a bargain." Okay, that's the first one.
Mary Louise.
Oh, hello, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you?
In Luton, in the workroom.
Never seen your workroom. Now, I've bought myself a tape measure, but I had to actually buy a Woolworths sewing kit to get myself a tape measure, because presumably you need me to measure my head.
Yes.
Is there any specific place where I measure it?
Well, it's the widest part of your head.
Right.
The forehead.
The widest part of my head is where my nose is.
No, above your eyebrows.
Above my eyebrows. All right, okay. Right. Now, would you like to guess how big my head is?
Well...
Oh, actually, I think we're going to have a bee poem. This is imagining as a bee. Would you like to make a gentle bee sound? "I'm stripy and I'm wipey when I'm visiting the flowers. I dust and dive. My wings sing buzz for hours, and ours is a happy old hive. I live in a colony, and I like to get all polleny." It's the end. Thank you.
The famous hats of Luton, the famous hats. Once the height of fashion was a hat from Luton Town.
Now the mode of hat.
Yes.
I mean, it would be good to have something that could be worn on as a stage hat. And I just think, I know, obviously a straw boater is a stage hat, isn't it?
So that's sort of John Betjeman used.
John Betjeman worn, didn't he? And Frankie Vaughan.
And Maurice Chevalier.
Maurice Chevalier. You know, my grandmother danced with Maurice Chevalier.
Really? So when can you come along?
All right, Monday morning?
Yes, that's great. Yes, what sort of time?
11:30.
Yes, that's fine.
They used to fashion hats here years ago. They did, you know, they fashioned hats of very high renown.
And this one's a copy of a football cap that they give to footballers who play for England.
Do they still give the
Yes, they do.
No wonder they don't wear them.
You don't like that one?
No, it's not that I don't like it, it's just that I'd never wear it. I mean, it's a nice object, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a nice object to look at.
Absolutely.
You know, but there was a time, you know, when they used to wear their caps, the footballers.
Yes, yes.
What's this here?
Oh, this is one of my little special hats called Treasure Trees and Honour Hedges.
I mean, the thing is, you're going to get beaten up wearing a hat like that. Well, yes, I like that. I mean, it's a bit small. I mean, obviously, I was maybe pulling that tape measure a bit tight when I go to that 23 and a half. I think I'm a 24. But my favourite is this one. That's bee poem. This is flea poem. Dog's back. Itch. Scratch. Itch. Scratch. Scratch. Itch. Scratch. 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 Itch. Scratch. 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 Itch. Scratch. 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 Bald patch. You like that one?
Yes.
Shame about the others, eh, kids? And this is cup of tea poem. Tea, 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 tea. Empty. Now we're going to move on to our other helper now, which is Mary Louise here, who makes. See if you can guess what Mary Louise makes. She's got a clue. Mary Louise makes hats. You're absolutely right. And that is what Mary Louise has got in this box here. And we thought it'd be nice for me to wear a hat for some of the poems today, because this is Luton, and this is where it's very, very famous Luton, once upon a time, for making hats. Still a bit famous for making hats.
They used to fashion hats here years ago. They did, you know, they fashioned hats of very high renown.
However many hats here do you know?
Every day a sea of hats, sufficient hats to drown.
So has it dried up totally?
Not totally, but certainly the modern day production is significantly down.
So now how many hats here?
I don't know. A puddle, not an ocean, but they're still of high renown.
The town has lost a livelihood.
The team are still the hatters, though it matters not how good they are at football as a game.
And also there's a boating hat that people call a Luton hat.
Unless, of course, they're people who don't know the boater's name.
The famous hats of Luton, the famous hats.
Once the height of fashion was a hat from Luton town. The famous hats of Luton, the famous hats.
What happened to the fashionable hats of Luton town?
Fashion has been rationed, now there are so many people going out without a hat and just some hair upon their crown.
But still we have our passion and let's hope it stays in fashion. If it don't, I'll buy a Luton hat and eat my hat. And after that, I'll get sat on the privy and I'll flush the blighter down.
The famous hats of Luton, the famous hats. Do you know what a hat trick is?
You'll have to ask a clown.
The famous hats of Luton, the famous hats.
We're going to show you some of the hats. And we're going to line them up here, and we're going to decide which one that I'm going to wear. And I want you to put your hand up. I want you to just look at those hats there, and I want you to decide which one you want me to wear. And then I'm going to point to them and put your hand up when I point to the one that you like. Okay, now people who are listening to our radio programme don't know what the hats look like. Come and sit down. What's your name?
Darren.
Darren? Okay, Darren. Now perhaps you would like to describe this hat to the audience who are listening to the radio.
Well, it's black. It's very, very big. It looks like miniature feathers. Well, it does. And it's really frizzy. And personally, I wouldn't want to wear it.
Okay. Bad news. When I used to write my daily news, I nearly always went over the page, and the boy sitting next to me never. For him, three lines was a good endeavour. But one day he wrote 3.5 pages, and he said to me, "See, you're not the only one who's clever." And he went and showed his work to Miss, and Miss showed it to the class. "Look at all these words," she said, "they make no sense whatsoever." And now we're going to have our last batch of hats. Mary Louise is going to bring out our last batch of hats, put them on the
on here. I'll just... Come and sit down. What's your name?
Gemma.
Gemma's going to tell the radio people what it looks like.
It's a pink feather hat.
Thank you very much, Gemma. Well done. And the pink feather hat looks like this. Radio, the fun's over, back to the poetry. Only a joke, kids. The poetry can be fun as well. But not this morning, no. Okay, now it can be fun, it will be fun, don't worry.
Down in Witch's Dell. Absconded from primary school, and another day of swirling torment beside my childhood dream girl, in the pond, within the wood, a stick stood, strangely upright. I dreamed it was Excalibur, waded in and fished it out, splashed back to the bank, made out our initials on the blank bark, then waving the wand about, I wished a bond between us, a fondness that wouldn't fade, a sticking together for tomorrow and forever in the spreading future beyond the deadly nightshade. Meanwhile, back in the playground, she was snogging someone else.
Right, and finally, I'm going to put my guitar on, first of all, and I'm going to sing you a song about somebody called Freddie Fourlegs. So Freddie Fourlegs is a character who's got four legs, and sometimes he gets a bit depressed because he's different from all the other creatures. He's got two. Hello, I'm Freddie Fourlegs, I've got more legs than you. I've got what's called a quartet of legs, and I've got 4 feet too. When I'm in a shoe shop, I don't just buy a pair. And when I ride a bicycle, there's two legs going spare. But this is not a problem, it's the people who call out inflammatory comments that I complain about. They just see what is wrong with me, they're just not being fair. They've never seen my brilliant impression of a chair. But most days I can take it. There's times though when I take it bad, especially when the nasty comments come from Mum and Uncle. But looking on the brighter side, the mocking's a good job. When they make fun of all my legs, they miss my massive gob. Thank you.
This show was written by me, John Hegley, and produced by he, Nigel Piper. Our thank yous to Mary Louise for the millinery, to Robert Hulse for the vocal skillinery, and to the Rooten Tooten children of the Sacred Heart School, Luton.
And that's the end of that about the hats, the famous hats. This is the end of that about the hats of Luton Town.